Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm going to be serious, and I feel like everybody just look at it in a way that, you know, I'm moody or I might not care. I do. I want to win, but at the same time, you know, I try to have a different attitude. Obviously, it hasn't been working, so got to go back to that fun.
All right, that was Joe after last night. Got to have fun, Ike. Got to have fun. Can't just go out there and play basketball and win. And you know what? Like, I'm done. I mean, Joel Embiid drives me absolutely out of my mind crazy, especially when I listen to that kind of stuff. But you know who else does? Ben Simmons, who took five shots last night. One of his five shots was with, like, a minute left in the game or less, and it was where he decided he was going to run down the court and make his own move or whatever. Where the hell was that in the third quarter?
Well, he had to make sure he got in double digits.
Yeah, you're right.
Can't be held to 9 points.
No, but seriously, Ben, where was that? Where was that when the team needed you? Needed that aggression, right? Like, you're allowed to be aggressive without having to be like, all right, I'm going to prove my point. I'm just going to pass the ball all night because Joe needs his touches. No, I mean that's bogus and it's pathetic. All right, and I'm sick of that, and I'm sick of Brett Brown. All right, because you know what, Brett, if you can't get your guys to play night in and night out, believe me, I understand it's 82 games, and you're not going to have 82 games of guys doing sprints, right? You're not going to get 100% max effort 82 games, right? But when you're in this kind of a funk, the one thing you can control is how hard you play on defense and how hard you play out there. And they competed last night for some of the game, most of the game. But the minute in the fourth quarter it went down, things went down, they were just like, all right, we lost this one or whatever. Too many times, Brett Brown, your team isn't competing. Isn't playing defense. And that's the one damn thing that he should be getting out of his players. You know why? Because he's not a great X and O guy. He's not a guy that's great with his substitutions or his feel for the game, in my opinion. So what you need is you need guys willing to play their ass off for you, and they're not doing it. That's a freaking problem. All right? So I don't know if it's going to be after tonight's game or during the All-Star break, or it's going to be at the end of the season, or it's going to be never, but something's got to change. And I think the easiest way, if you care about this season, like if you care about this season, the easiest thing to do is to bring a new voice in here. Because you know what? Other than that, I don't know what's going to change. Other than they win a couple games and maybe they get on a roll, but ultimately, this team's not winning anything this year. 888-729-9494. Our screener's down, Jack. Can you punch somebody up here? Whoever it is. Rob, oh, Rob. What's up, Rob? How are you? Eshawn, what's up, Eshawn? What's going on, brother?
Johnny Marks, Ike Reese, what's up, fellas?
Hey, man.
What's up, E?
Happy Friday.
Happy Friday, man. What's up with this weather, man? Can I get some Ike juice for this, man?
Terrible.
Give me some Ike juice.
I've been drinking that Ike juice. Ike juice, Ike
juice. First Ike juice of the day.
What's wrong with the weather?
It's raining in the morning. Yeah, it's raining in the morning. It's snowing now in Warrington, PA.
It's snowing?
Where's it snowing?
I don't know where the hell you are. Yeah. Where are you at?
I'm in Warrington.
Oh, no.
I don't know where
it is. All right, well, enjoy that Ike juice. What do you got, brother?
I want to get rid of someone, man.
Who you got?
Who you got?
I want to get rid of the dad that reported Gritty.
The guy that reported Gritty. Get rid of that guy. That's a good one. That's a good one. Appreciate it.
Get rid of that guy.
Is that a contender, Jack? What do you think?
Yeah, man. He looks like a dope right now.
Yeah, he does. Thanks for the call, man. Appreciate it.
Yeah, I'd say that's definitely a contender.
So the guy, the Flyers season ticket holder that claimed that Gritty, after his son playfully tapped him or hit him, stood up, charged his son with a running start, and then threw a huge punch at him. And then he had a report from the chiropractor that said he had a back injury. All right, that's a good one for me. Who's next, Jack? Rob in Overbrook. Rob, what's up, brother?
Oh, good afternoon, guys. Ike.
What's up, Rob?
Ike, can you hear me?
I got you, brother.
Okay. Yeah, listen, you know what really bothers me? It really bothers me when people keep saying that grown men are kids and we need to give them some sort of leeway for that. You know, these guys are grown men. I don't give them any – I'm not waiting for nobody to mature. Come on, stop that. Ike, you're a grown man.
Well, you don't have a choice.
You do have a choice. Just, I told him I'd like to call a couple of calls ago.
Rob, maturity has nothing to do with age.
Maturity has nothing to do with – you know what? We're still waiting for Derek Coleman to mature. Remember when he was here with the Sixers?
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to tell you.
Here, Ike.
No, I was here, but that's what I'm trying to tell you, Rob. Maturity has nothing to do with age. There are guys that are 16, 17, 18 years old, like LeBron James that came into the league, that were mature. Right?
That's
so
right.
Just because he's 21, 22, 23 years old doesn't mean he's a grown man. Yeah, he may be grown in age, legally in age-wise, but it doesn't mean he's mature enough yet.
Well, you know what? These guys will never be mature. If you're not mature by now, you're not going to be mature.
That's not true, Rob. Now you mean to tell me
yes,
you can't
– Ike, when a monkey shows you he's a monkey, he's a monkey.
Hold up. Now, that analogy we don't need, first of all. Secondly, you're old enough to know that maturity comes with time, and you can mature. Just because what you are at 23 doesn't mean that's what you are the rest of your life. And you know this.
Well, but you have to also show some signs that you are willing to mature. And these guys haven't shown that. So,
okay.
Yeah, that's a big item. Now, Brett Brown, you know, what Brett Brown has hidden behind all that losing, and what's finally come to pass is that he cannot coach. You know, because people gave him a pass and he was losing all those games during the process. Oh, you know, he got a bad team. He's got this. He's got that. Well, now the guy cannot coach. And it probably would have been revealed a lot sooner if he'd have had a better team. But he cannot. He's not a coach. He's not an NBA coach. Maybe he should go back and let Greg Popovich rub his head or something and get some more of that magic or something. I don't know. But
now we agree.
Not a coach. He's not.
We agree on the coach thing. We agree on the coach thing. But I wish they were mature at 23 too. Right? I mean, I wish they were, but they aren't.
Well, so like Ben.
Like they aren't.
Ben in some, like Ben's very mature in some aspects.
Yeah, they both are in some aspects.
Right.
One guy works on his game, the other guy doesn't. They're both mature in some aspects.
Right, but not the whole thing.
Exactly.
If you could combine them, they'd actually be the perfect
player. Yeah,
that's
different.
They'd be the perfect player.
Yeah, neither one of them are mature. What do you mean? Because one pouts when he gets his, when he doesn't get his way, and the other one is happy when he gets his way. So that's how Brett Brown has to coach the team?
No.
So neither one of them is mature?
Nope.
Neither one of them. And then the coach, in my opinion, aren't necessarily using the parts correctly. Now, he's using what Elton Brand has gathered for him, but the bottom line is these parts don't fit the way they're being used. That's the bottom line. And we can keep Brett Brown and go through the rest of the season and say he deserves to finish the season out, and if they don't win, they're firing him at the end of the season. Okay. Okay.
But don't you
I got no problem with that. I'm just telling you what I believe is going to happen, which is they are done in the first round.
But I would almost say that it's almost more important to see what this team looks like with somebody else in charge so you have a better idea of what you're doing in the offseason.
Listen, if I was Elton Brand, if I were Elton Brand, I'd be afraid that a team that's worth about $700 million in contracts may be out of the playoffs in the first round. And that's a fireable offense. So if I'm Elton Brand, that's what I'm worried about.
Yeah.
Forget about these guys that got their guaranteed contracts. Forget about their feelings. Al Horford's going to get his $109 million whether he plays 30 minutes or 10 minutes. So you had better start doing what's best for the team and not what's best for these individuals out there. If I'm Elton Brand, that's what I'm worried about.
Yep.
Like, my boss is going to want to know, why are we out in the first round?
Just because Brett Brown is probably going to be the scapegoat doesn't mean that Elton Brand can't get whacked. All Josh Harris would need is somebody that becomes available that has a better resume than Elton Brand, and he's as good as gone.
Yep.
Or they leave him in the organization, and because Elton's – I think Elton's got a bright future working in the NBA, all right? That doesn't mean that it has to be here or it's going to be here, all right? He did not have a good offseason. He didn't. All right, let's go back to the phone, Shaq. You'll have to punch it up. Bruce in D.C. Brucey, how are you?
What's wrong with this thing?
Yo, Marks and Reese, what's going on, guys? Man, it's been a minute, man. I just got back from overseas, so it's good to be back on U.S. soil, man.
Good to hear from you, man.
It's good to be back.
Yeah, most definitely. Hey, look, man, I got a person I need to – before I get into this whole Sixer thing, I got one person I need to get rid of, man.
Get rid of that guy.
Is that clown that called up there earlier talking about – J-Lo and Shakira being prostitutes, that's what you need to get rid of. Get rid of him.
Right.
You know, I mean, that just really upset me. I mean, you know, those are the types of people, when they talk about people like that, they're probably the same people that are probably going out and getting prostitutes. So I hope you heard what I said. I'm going to leave it at that.
It's a good point, Bruce.
I'm going to leave it at that.
You know, otherwise, how would you know? Otherwise, how would you know how they dress, right?
Exactly. Exactly. I mean, you know, you have preachers that say, oh, my God, you know, you're blasphemous, and you're sitting up there fornicating against the congregation.
Oh, Lord. Bruce, bring us back. Bruce, get us back to the Sixers, baby.
Let's talk about the Flyers for all I care about. Let's go.
Anyway, no, I just had to say.
I think he just evaporated. I don't know. Ryan in media. Ryan.
What is going on in this last hour and a half of this show today, man? It's Friday.
Yeah, it's Friday for sure.
The laptop down here don't want to work. Bill's been over here 8 times in the last 10 minutes.
So what do you? So let's pause for a second. And let me ask you what you think about tonight.
Yes.
Memphis is coming in here, team that, unlike the 76ers, they know they need to come out and compete every night. They're young. They don't give a damn. They'll come in here and they'll beat the Sixers if the Sixers don't watch it.
Yeah, I'm gonna go ahead and try to reverse jinx this thing one more time.
Yeah, that hasn't worked.
It has not worked. They're getting rolled again tonight. Sixers minus 5. Take the Grizzlies plus 5 tonight.
And I'm seeing it 5 or 5.5. Even up to 6 in a couple different spots.
Yeah.
But money had bet that down. Am I a fool for thinking that tonight, like, it's one of those nights where they shoot 60% from 3 and everything that just seems to go right tonight, and then everybody's happy? And then they think everything's fine, and then they get their ass whooped again next week. I wonder if it's one of those nights where the home cooking's going to go.
Yeah, it's 82 games. You're going to win games.
Yep.
Yeah. Same team that blew out the Lakers a week ago, a week and a half, 2 weeks ago.
Yep.
Yeah, look how we feel about them now.
No, you're right. So, we'll see. Marks and Reese on 94 WIP HD1 Philadelphia Broadcasting. Away from our Tasty Cake Studios, we're live at Chickies and Pete's in South Philadelphia.
Hell, that was without Embiid when they blew the Lakers out.
Yep. Yeah, you're right. Jack, are we good to go, or do I need to – okay. Is Ryan in media there? Let's go to Ryan. What's up, brother? How are you?
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good.
Good to talk
What's
to you guys.
Up, Ryan?
You guys
good
are,
to talk
you guys
to you.
Are great.
Thank you.
Ike, you're the man.
What's up, brother? Appreciate that.
Yeah. Hey, I wanted to – bring up the 76ers again. I just like to say I don't think that the issue lies with the fact that the team is unable to play well together. But I think that they've shown that earlier in the season when they were, at the top of the rankings, and that's something, that's right now it's more of a management thing. They're not being coached well. They're not being brought together and managed well. The team needs proper leadership to guide the team, the players. So, because they seem confused, they seem unsure of things, and that's the coach's issue. So he's not using, like you said, like he's not using the parts correctly that he was given. And they need a well-respected winning coach who can come in and properly manage things and not deal with any nonsense, hold the players accountable, and put them in the proper position to complement one another for the team to have success. And the team's soft because their coach is soft.
Well, the coach allows them to play the way they're playing. I agree with you. I do. I agree with you.
Yeah. I got one quote for you guys to kind of like with that whole management for the coaches. That's a Mr. Miyagi quote. There's no such thing as a bad student, only a bad teacher. Teachers say, student do.
There you go.
There he is.
I like that.
Was that before wax on, wax off, or was that after wax on, wax off that he said it? Oh, I appreciate it, man. Yeah. I don't – if the Sixers had any balls, they'd move on from Brett Brown. They would. You know what we said last year about Brett Brown, like at least I did, mm-hmm. was that I wanted him to get one more chance.
Yep.
That they made it to where it was not a miracle shot, but they were almost in the Eastern Conference Finals. You know, like it was close.
No, they weren't.
Well, I mean, you're right, but
– they still would have had to win in overtime.
You're right, but it wasn't – it wasn't terrible. It wasn't pathetic. Like, I'd seen enough from the team where it was like, you know what? Even though I don't know if this is going to work out, I feel like he deserves a shot after all this time. He got a shot this year, man.
Yeah. How's that working out?
Nothing's changed. Nothing's changed with Joel and the maturity and those type of things, and nothing's changed with Ben Simmons. And their relationship has gotten worse. And guys look checked out, and the team has went backwards. It's still time. There's still enough time to try to turn this season around. Who the hell knows what can happen if you bring the right voice in here? These guys decide they actually let's play. I don't know. Let's go to Jake in Huntington Valley. Jake, how are you?
Hey, good afternoon, guys. Happy Friday.
You too, Jakey. What's up?
Yo, I called up yesterday. I was kind of joking about trust the process, the sequel. But, you know, I really think after watching the game last night, it comes down to getting rid of Brett Brown and eventually getting rid of Ben Simmons. I really think that Embiid could be the leader of the team if he had a true point guard to distribute him the ball in the post. And I just don't see – I think Ben Simmons is more of the problem. He has, like, this smug, defiant personality. I just don't like him. I think he – is part of the problem. I think Embiid, if he had a better coach, somebody who could discipline him and get him on the right track, I really think that he could take the team to where it needed to go. But Barkley and Shaq were right to call him out. I think that those guys being alpha dogs like that and calling him out, I think that could motivate him. I really think that type of personality as the coach, I think would do wonders for Embiid.
Mm. Yeah, I mean, I think that's where you start, Jake. But then, I mean, now you're running out of.
Appreciate the call, Jake.
Thank you very much. Now you're running out of options, right? Now it's like if the coach doesn't work, then what do you do, right?
Well, you
like,
gotta find out.
No,
yeah.
That's what I'm saying. So, like, I would much rather them try to find out what they can now, rather than waiting till the end of the season and saying like, okay, well now let's try a new coach and see what they do with these guys. Right? Because Elton Brand should have his eyes open to make a deal in the offseason.
Well, listen, if they keep losing, don't worry. Brett Brown will get fired before the season is over with. Mm. That's the only way you're going to save his job is by winning.
Let's go to Seth, Northeast Philadelphia. Hi, Seth. How are you?
Hey, guys. How are you? Thanks for taking my call. Happy Friday to you both.
You too, man. What's going on?
Yes. So, yeah, I want to talk about Brett Brown. I think a little bit has to do with Brett Brown. I mean, like, let's go back a couple of days ago in Miami. You know, the team's traveling, and then Ben Simmons decides he's going to hang back, you know, and hang out with Kendall Jenner for an extra day after he calls the whole team soft. So, like, if you're the coach, shouldn't you be saying to Ben, hey, man, you can't be staying behind. You know, like, I know this is an off day, and, you know, you're allowed to do what you want, but honestly, we're not winning. We're not gelling as a team. You need to get your butt on this bus or this plane with us and travel as a group, not as an individual. You know, you want to hang out with your girl in the off season. That's all fine and dandy. But honestly, mm-hmm. it's game time. It's the season. Like, you can't be, you know, distracted with other things. And also, like, taking a photo, like, 4 hours before the game in Miami by the pool. Like, dude, you need to be in a room watching some tape or, you know, doing something where, you know, your mind is set on basketball. And I think a lot of that has to do with coaching because coaching he's supposed to be the guy to get these guys up. You know what I mean? Get
yep.
these guys ready, focused, you know? And so what is he doing? Like, is this like another Gabe Kapler where it's like babysitting, you know?
Yes.
And, you yep. know, it's just like, so, and that's the thing, like, they need a hard-nosed coach. And I like Brett. I think he's done what he had to do when he was brought in here. But now we're at the point where, all right, this isn't good enough. That process thing is over, you know? Like, 2 years, you know, we've gone to the playoffs and lost in the second round. What are we doing now? Like,
right.
So, and I just think, like, you know, if you're Brett Brown, you got to be telling these players, like, get in gear, you know? The season
yeah.
ain't over. We're not 2 days away from the end of the season. You know, we still got 30-some games left. Let's get it going. and stop hanging around and being a celebrity. Worry about the name on the front of the jersey before the name on the back of the jersey, because none of these players have deserved that on this team yet. So yeah, they ain't LeBron James, you know, dunking the basketball at 35 yet. So, you know, that's all I had to say
Thanks,
about that.
Thanks, Seth. Appreciate it. Yeah, but see, here's the problem. Joel Embiid and Ben Simmons think they are that kind of a player, right? Just because of their – they know they haven't won a championship, but their mentality isn't, well, I can act a certain way when I win a championship. Their mentality is, I'm a star.
Yeah, that's not how you get status in the league anymore. You don't get status in the league by how many championships you won. You get status in the league by being an all-star, all-NBA player, and being a max player.
Yeah, of
course. That's their status in the league nowadays. Once you're a max player, you've been an all-star, you're a superstar. You're in the high pecking order.
I got another get rid of that guy, Ike.
All right.
This one, well, I mean, I don't know, because you're a Cincinnati kid. Pete Rose.
Get rid of that guy.
What'd Pete Rose do?
Like, he's trying to get back in the Hall of Fame. He was using the Astros stuff to get back in the Hall of Fame.
No.
Which, like, I wasn't surprised that he did it, but, like, you know, it's just I don't need Pete Rose. I need to get in the Hall of Fame guy anymore. And I get it. I've seen some.
How many people really care about the Baseball Hall of Fame?
Pete Rose.
Yeah.
And the writers.
I mean, fans. Like, are fans really caring about who gets in the Baseball Hall of Fame?
Maybe baseball fans are.
Really? You're going to keep a whole era of baseball players out and you're just putting mediocre players in the Hall of Fame? Why would I care?
But I mean,
you're not putting the best players in.
But you care about them putting mediocre players in the Hall of Fame.
No.
Right? So, I mean, that's a form of caring. No, I think it's
always a level of caring. I mean, the point is, if you aren't going to put Barry Bonds, Roger Clemens, Alex Rodriguez, all these other great players in the Hall of Fame, and you're going to put mediocre players in the Hall of Fame from that era, who cares?
I agree.
If I know he's not a Hall of Fame player.
Well, I mean, like a Larry Walker's in. How do I know Larry Walker didn't take PEDs?
Exactly.
How do I know anybody during that era didn't take PEDs? You know what? It's a pretty good chance they did.
Right.
Right? So because Barry Bonds got caught or was better at it than other people or maybe got greedy with it. I know Barry Bonds is a Hall of Fame player before Larry Walker's a Hall of Fame player.
Right.
That's for sure. No, I mean, listen, Major League Baseball needs to step up and determine what they're going to do with these players because you're right.
Major League Baseball is still operating like that's hallowed ground, like they are America's favorite pastime still. And all they're doing is killing their fan base.
Yeah, I agree with you.
I mean, that's all they're doing.
Back to the phones. Wayne and Darby. Wayne, how are you?
What's going on, fellas?
What's up, Wayner?
What's up, Wayne?
Oh, man, I can't complain, man. These Sixers just killed me.
Yeah.
I'm frustrated. And to be honest, man, I'm going to keep it a bean. They should never let Jimmy get buckets left. I would have kept him over Tobias Harris. When he came, he brought a spark to the squad, and he brought heart. Heart that Joel Embiid or Ben Simmons had. Like, when Jimmy get buckets was here, we was balling. It was a different swag. It was a different squad when he was here.
Thank you, right.
We're missing that.
Hey, Wayne, and I was one of those guys that wanted Jimmy Buckets out of here, and I admitted I was wrong like 2 months ago. When I looked up and saw Miami was the number two seed, they've fallen back a little bit. But like 2 months ago, I'm like, man, Jimmy Butler has Miami in first place down there? They're doing that well? So,
yeah
I'm like, yeah, that was a mistake to get rid of Jimmy Butler. I think the Sixers would be in better position. Now, I would have – Listen, they weren't going to do anything with Ben Simmons, but I think that's where the issue is. They would be
right,
close.
One thing about Ben, Ben is not going to shoot the ball. Like the person that you got right now on your squad is the person that you're going to always have. He's not going to shoot the J. Like Embiid,
I agree.
He's not in shape. He's not going to keep going. He's not going to bang. He's going to want to go out there and try to shoot up threes like he KG.
Yep. No, you're right.
And you're right. It's not going to happen. Like, I'm frustrated with this squad. I'm frustrated.
I am not, and we appreciate it, man. I think a lot of Sixers fans are frustrated. Yeah, like, I'm not going to sit here and tell you, like, no, Ben Simmons, he'll develop a jumper. He'll develop a jumper later on in his career when he grows up. I can't say that. I don't know that. You know what Ben Simmons wants to do? He doesn't want Joel Embiid to be here, so he doesn't have to shoot a damn jumper. So he can just run around and do what he does right now. Right? Get into the paint. Now he doesn't have him clogging him up. Uncle Jamie checks in on text message, Ike. and says they're missing Jimmy Butler bad. He kept Simmons and Embiid in line and told them how the team should run.
That wouldn't work.
Long term, it wouldn't. No.
No, you don't get Jimmy Butler and Ben Simmons.
Right.
That was the issue. You don't get to keep both.
Well, so
you don't get to keep both. That was the issue.
But Joe was a guy that looked to Jimmy and was like,
yeah,
there's my leader, there's my veteran, there's my big bro. Now he doesn't have a big bro.
He doesn't have a player that can create shots, shoot jumpers, and do the type of things that Jimmy Butler did.
That too.
To make his job easier.
That too.
Yeah.
But as far as leadership on the team, it's
yeah, you would have an older guy there who he could be the leader. Yeah, you're right.
They're missing Jimmy Butler man.
Jimmy Butler would be the older guy.
And the coach just –
But this isn't just about leadership. These parts don't work together.
Agreed.
These parts don't work together.
No, agreed. Totally agree. Our Twitter question brought to you by Mark's Jewelers, Route 3 or 9 in Montgomeryville. 15% off of your order now through Valentine's Day. Get there, guys. Mark's-Jewelers.com. And I'm going to ask Jack, because I don't believe that the Sixers can win a championship with Joel Embiid being their franchise player, being their best player. Ike believes that they can, absolutely. You need to surround him with better talent and build a better team. Jack, what do you think? We saw it last night. We know Giannis is the best player in the NBA, but I see a good player that's just not consistent enough to where he can be the cowbell of the Sixers.
And I think the frustrating part about Joel is that I think the best version of Joel Embiid we've already seen. And I think Joel Embiid 2 years ago, yeah, I think he could be the best player on a championship team. But you've said it many times today with his erratic behavior, like, it's just hard to picture him being locked in enough to carry this team to an NBA championship, and he wants to win the way that he wants to win. I'm not sure that's possible, but on our poll, it's actually a direct 50-50 split with over 3,200 votes on if Joel Embiid can be the best player on a championship team.
Wow. All right, back to the phones. We have Al checking in. Al, what's up? How are you? Oh, angry Al checking in. Hey, Al, how's the big fella doing today, Joel Embiid? How are you?
I'm Johnny Marks.
Hey, buddy.
Listen to me. You're hard-headed, man. You got a man sitting there trying to explain it to you, right?
Why don't you explain it to me?
I'm explaining to you right now.
Okay.
The guy's acting the way he's acting because Ben Simmons is here doing what he's doing. And as long as Ben is not going to shoot and all the rest of that, Joel knows that nothing's going to change. So he's not working hard. He's not doing anything.
Wait, let me finish. Yeah.
You need to get rid of Brett. You need to get rid of Ben. And you need to bring in somebody here. They should have kept Jimmy Butler and got rid of Ben. Right? But you need to bring somebody in here and get rid of Ben, who is the problem. Okay? And then I think Embiid would actually listen. You understand what I'm saying? As long as Ben is here, he's not listening to anybody because he knows nothing's going to change. And I turned the game on last night. I go, all right, let me turn it on and check the score. Just started. I think it was 10-6 or something like that. Mm-hmm. He steals the ball. He runs, drives right to the hoop. He almost puts his head to the hoop and passes the ball out. Come on,
yeah,
man.
We've seen that a couple hundred times this year. Yeah.
I can't watch that no more.
Yeah, but Al, you've never heard me one time today. I mean, I've crushed Ben Simmons today. And this isn't about keeping Ben or keeping Joel. I'm just looking at a big picture. Like, if you do move on from Ben,
well,
I mean, help,
well,
hang on. You can move on from Ben, that's fine. I just don't believe in Joel Embiid. I mean, yeah, he may be in a better mood. When his game's better, he may be happier Joel Embiid. He's a roller coaster, Al. What's going to happen when his team's losing in the playoffs and he's unhappy with what's going on offense? So he's going to shut it down? He's going to pout? He's not going to play defense? See, I can't have a player that it's determining whether he's playing hard or not. It's not a night-in and night-out basis. It depends on how he feels. Joel Embiid that's motivated is a great Joel Embiid. But how do I know when you're getting that player? Everything has to be perfect. The minute there's any type of adversity, you shut it down and you say you need to have fun or you blame things? Like, come on, dude. Joel Embiid's just as big of a problem as anything else. And it's not just Ben Simmons. And I'm not just blaming Ben Simmons. He's his own man. He deserves to own some of this, man. This isn't just Ben Simmons.
If you get rid of Ben Simmons, Embiid has nobody to be able to say that he's clogged up. He doesn't know where he fits. Okay? And you got to get rid of Ben Simmons. Ben Simmons knows how to play basketball. He just won't do it.
Yeah, but see, you're fixated on getting rid of Ben Simmons, right? Because that's what you think is enough. That'll be the elixir for Joel Embiid. I don't think that's the elixir for Joel Embiid.
We think that's the problem with the team.
Fixated on getting rid of Embiid, and I'm fixated on getting rid of Simmons. Okay. You got this whole weird thing going on this whole year, man. Like,
what?
Like every team. Oh no, he's not good enough.
Al, here's the thing. But they're not good enough. That's the difference. They're not good enough. And if you think just by removing Ben Simmons from the lineup, the Sixers are going to be good enough to win, they're not, Al. That's my point. With Joel Embiid and a complimentary lineup, they're not good enough because he's not reliable enough, in my opinion.
You got a better shot of making a championship team with Embiid than you do with Simmons. You know Simmons is not going to do it. At least Embiid, you have a chance of maybe he will do it.
See, you keep going back to Ben Simmons. I'm trying to focus on Joel Embiid. Because you know what? If I have to choose between one of the two, it's Joel Embiid.
So then what are you talking about then?
It's still not good enough. It's still not good enough.
You're making my head spin. I don't know what you're saying. Hold on for a second.
Yeah?
On one minute, you're telling me that Embiid is not good enough to win a title with. On the next hand, you're telling me if I had to choose between the two, I would keep Embiid.
What I'm saying is he's the better player.
What? No, that's what we've been saying the whole damn day.
Well, everybody,
that he's the better player.
Everybody acknowledges that Embiid is the better talent.
Well, then, what sense does it make to get rid of the better player?
Well, I haven't been debating whether to get rid of Simmons or Embiid once today. It's not what I'm trying to do.
No, all you do is keep saying that you're not going to win a title with Embiid. Guess what? He's on the team. He's on the team. What we care about is how this team is going to get turned around. Like, that's what we care about, is how is this team going to win a title? The way you sound, you act like you want to go back to the lottery. You even said that, draft a player better than Embiid. How the hell are you going to draft a player better than Embiid when a year ago we were over here having arguments that Embiid is arguably the greatest player since Wilt Chamberlain? Now this year we're going to draft somebody better than Joel Embiid.
Where was Steph Curry drafted? Where was Giannis drafted?
So I'm telling you, a year ago, we in this town are sitting here arguing about the greatest athletes to come through this city. And other than Wilt Chamberlain, you guys are telling me Embiid was better than AI, he was better than Dr. J, he's better than this guy, he's better than that guy. That's all I heard.
Right, but that's fine what we said a year ago.
Well, how did that?
That's fine with whoever said a year ago.
How the hell do we go from a year ago from this guy being arguably the greatest athlete to ever come through this town to we'll never win with him?
So Ike, what you're saying is that there's no possible way for the Sixers to draft a star quality player or obtain a star quality player that would at least be equal to Joel Embiid. Or you know what? Maybe he's not as talented, but he's a better player because he's available.
You know what?
He's more mature.
I rarely give you the absolute as if there is no chance, because quite frankly, I could throw the cliche out there that there is a chance. But guess what? There isn't a chance in hell the Sixers will ever draft a player better than Joel Embiid in the next decade.
Or obtain.
And you said draft, now obtain. I'll give you that. They won't obtain a player better than Joel Embiid.
Okay, then they're not winning anything.
Well, if you trade Ben Simmons. Trade Ben Simmons, you would.
Guidec Door and Window, big winter sales event right now. 40% off all windows and doors. Call them. Guidec Door and Window, 877-GO-GUIDA, or visit goguida.com. Well, I mean, if without changing this roster and adding complimentary pieces to just Joel Embiid, I don't believe will work because his availability, his maturity, and his leadership, even if you think that's going to get better, I don't know how much it's going to improve. My opinion is I don't know how much it improves.
Here's what we're arguing. You got a better chance of winning the title with Embiid than you do Simmons, flat out.
Okay, fine.
And the idea that you got a better chance of winning without Embiid at all is ridiculous.
But isn't the fact that there's a conversation now a problem?
No, the only reason it's an issue is because, A, we don't have anything else to talk about, and, B, this team is losing games they shouldn't be losing. I just told you a year ago we had the guy pegged as if he's the greatest thing since Wilt Chamberlain. You know why? Because they were winning games. When you guys were throwing out there, this is the best starting five in the NBA, right? That's all I heard last year, that was a title team. No, we are reactionary. We are reactionary. That's what we do. And right now, you guys are trying to convince yourselves that somehow it's a good idea to trade Joel Embiid or get rid of Joel Embiid.
Yes.
You're wrong.
Yes,
you're wrong.
It's definitely a viable option. Let's go
I seriously doubt if it is an option.
Let's go to Mike in Telford. Mike, what do you got? How are you?
Hey, guys. How you doing today?
Hi. What's Mike? Up, Mike? Mike, get in the car, man. Sounds like you're on the roof.
Hold on, Bluetooth.
All right.
All right, is that better?
Yeah, it's better.
I don't think getting rid of Joel's going to benefit us anyway. It's just I'm getting tired of seeing him sitting out by the three-point line. He can't handle the ball. How many times last night did he lose the ball because they're stealing it from him? His ball control is terrible.
Yep. You know, let me ask you something. You know why that is? There are no perimeter threats. So everybody can sag down. When he goes to make a move in the paint, everybody leaves their man to come down to help on Joel Embiid.
And every time somebody gets double teamed, no matter what teammate it is, it could be Simmons, it could be Harris, they can't get the ball to anybody and take a shot. They go blank and they can't figure out what to do.
Yeah, I mean, listen, Joel struggled last night. There's nobody that's going to say he had a great game last night. But you know what Ben did last night? And thanks for the call. Ben took five shots and really took four shots because the game was over when he took the fifth shot. And like that's just and that's the kind of stuff that I hate. Ben knows what needs to happen. Ben knows that he needs to be better at getting Joel more involved. He knows that. He should know that that's a viable criticism. And it's something that he needs to do as a leader on this team. Because it affects Joel. But instead, you know what he does all night? All right, I'm just going to dump it off. I'm not going to be aggressive. That's what he did all night. It was pathetic. And right now, and that goes to Brett Brown, because these guys are doing whatever the hell they want. There's nobody. Josh Richardson's having to lead a players-only meeting. Josh Richardson.
Did he play last night?
No.
His words didn't mean anything.
My God. 888-729-9494. Yeah, when is he back? Jack, do you have the latest on the...
He was warming up tonight.
Yeah.
But I don't think he's going to play tonight.
No, so he's close.
Close to returning.
Well, I mean, at this point, let him sit out to the All-Star break, right? 888-729-9494. It is Marks and Reese.
It's Friday. It's a lot of Sixers people in the house.
Big game tonight coming up.
Big game tonight against Memphis.
We'll talk about it on the other side. Also... apparently, there's something big happening tonight, overnight, and we'll tell you about that coming up. All right? Marks and Reese from 94 WIP. We're live at Chickies and Pete's in South Philadelphia. But, hey, listen, you getting excited for that tax refund? It's the perfect time for a new car from Get a Car. Get a new car without ever stepping foot in a dealership. It's easy. It's fun. And you're not in a dealership all Saturday afternoon, right? Right now, on your butt. Go to getacar.com. That's get it with two T's, GETTACAR.com. And you're shopping the largest selection, also at the lowest prices. Right? The price that you see is the lowest price. There's no haggling, no worrying about that you're going to get ripped off. But here's the best part. Get a Car brings the car to your house, to your neighborhood. You test drive the car in your neighborhood. If you like it, you love it, keep it. If you don't, send it back. And you can even return it within 7 days for a full refund. Go to getacar.com right now. That's GETTACAR.com. Get it with two T's. And again, shopping the largest selection at the lowest prices. It's the way people are buying cars in 2020. It's getacar.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.